This is being driven by the Utah congressional delegation and governor for political and I think political campaign and ideological reasons. And if enough people contact their elected officials and say, what are you doing? You're working across purposes with the our quality of life, the economic vibrancy of this state. Don't do it. And specifically when it comes down to the Outdoor Industry Association, as you mentioned a moment ago, after holding the biggest trade show in the state of Utah twice a year for 20 years running, bringing $50 million nearly of direct economic spending into the state, we as an industry made a very tough decision that if we couldn't affect this policy by saying we should leave, and we made it clear to the leadership that we would leave if they were going to continue to move forward on their campaign to take down Grand Staircase and Bears Ears and not support the public land. They heard us loud and clear and said, we don't care. We're going to move forward on this. And so we were forced to make good on our negotiating position, which was then to pull the show. So our hope is that this is that the political leadership will begin to understand that they're really hurting the state, its economy, jobs, local business people, let alone the reputation of the state and perhaps future tourism and visitation, let alone companies moving here, because Utah is creating for itself a fairly ugly reputation relative to being at the in a leadership position of taking down what Americans so dearly love, which is our public lands and our national monuments.